Today's devotion was written by Pastor David Rodriguez of Guatemala. The title is, It's How You Look at It. Our text is from Psalm 119, verse 18. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. What you see often depends on how you look at it. Some people try to see good when they look around them. They try to be optimistic. They try to be upbeat. Others, however, aren't quite so cheery in their outlook. Their view is often negative, downcast, expecting the worst. This world is a difficult place. Nobody knew that better than Jesus. He said, "In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world." In Christ, we can learn to better handle circumstances, even when times are tough and the world itself seems against us. We can put the best construction on everything because it is Jesus Himself who comforts and sustains us through our ordeals. Without Christ, however, the world can be a chilling place. Tribulations come with this territory, Jesus said, but that doesn't have to be the end of the story. This life has heartaches, but we are called to more than this life. Jesus said, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Believing the words of Jesus does change how you look at things. God loves us, but our sin produced a debt that had to be paid if we were to be forgiven. Our sacrifices won't accomplish this. They don't even come close. That's why God sent His Son Jesus to die in our place, and through His resurrection, we have forgiveness and life. As St. Paul writes, "He made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him." It is through the free gift of faith given by the Holy Spirit that we know this to be true. How you look at it does matter. We pray, Lord, this world is distracting. Help us not to lose sight of You. Walk with us and teach us how to see and know Your goodness, shown in so many ways around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.